another divisional game on the road. We know how important it is to win games, especially divisional games. And, you know, we want to just continue to play the way we're playing at home on the road and, you know, become a better football team on the road. Detroit's a good defensive team. Those guys are trying to get things turned around there, and we know that we're going to get their best.
For you personally, what's the big difference, road versus home?
You know, we just have to remain poised on the road, you know, and do the things that we're doing at home. You know, it's all about execution. And when we don't execute well, it shows. So we have to treat this game like any other game and just go in there focused with one thing in mind to come out with the victory.
Hey, what do you think you learned from those close losses last year in Chicago and Detroit?
We've learned a lot. You know, we lost in some important areas in the stat columns. You know, you look at turnovers, we had two interceptions last year versus Detroit's zero interceptions. They sacked us four times for 81 yards. You know, so negative plays like those. We missed three field goals last year against Detroit. There's things like that that keep you and prevent you from winning the ball game.
We talked last week about how you're running the ball well, and then I think last week you were 32nd in passing yards entering last week's game. Kind of a mere opposite in the last game. Is that one thing you guys are striving for? You know, pretty good balance, the run and pass game?
Yeah, definitely. We're trying to be a balanced team around here, but we also know that you know, we have one of the best running backs to ever play this game. So we would love to get that guy going. He works extremely hard. So, you know, to be able to be physical up front, get the run game going, you know, I think that's our identity, a physical team that's just going to beat you at the line of scrimmage.
Hey, a couple weeks in a row now, it seems like you've been sailing balls on receivers a little bit more. How do you kind of control that and get it lower?
You know, you just continue to work at it. Each week you come to practice, you just strive to get better and fix those areas of weakness and try to make them strengths.
Coaching staff maybe pointed out to you something you're doing mechanically that causes that to happen?
No, it's just me, you know, just overthrowing guys.
Petty, you had two interceptions last week, but overall, what's your level of satisfaction with how you've, you know, the ball security?
I'm very satisfied with the way we're taking care of the football around here. We take pride in that, and we want to be one of the least – we want to be in the top in of that category of least turnovers at the end of the season. So that's an area we work hard on. Coach Zimmer stresses it a lot, ball security, you know, it changes the outcome of a game. So I'm pretty satisfied the way we're protecting the football, and I know we can also be better.
Overall, it's, you know, it has been good, but and you say that, but then, like the interception we overthrew Rudolph. What are you thinking at that point? Are you just trying to get too much out of something? Or?
Yeah, I could have just thrown the ball. Should have just thrown the ball out of the back of the end zone. Kansas City had covered the play well, so I should have just thrown the ball out the back of the end zone and kicked the field goal next play.
That have to happen a few times before you know you can say it, you can be taught it, but then you have to experience it a few times?
No, it's something that could be prevented. And, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, like I said, I take pride in taking care of the football, and that just wasn't a smart decision.
And look at the film, the 3rd and 15 play, how did that develop, the pass to Diggs?
Kansas City was just playing the pass, and they had dropped guys in coverage, and I knew that I had some time to, you know, try to keep the play alive. The offensive line did a great job of just giving me time to, you know, maneuver throughout the pocket, and I stepped up. You know, Diggs was in the open area on the field, and he made a play, and that's what we expect from those guys, you know, to come through in the clutch in situations like those.
Hey, do you feel comfortable kind of scrambling around and finding open receivers downfield?
Definitely. I just feel comfortable, you know, being in the position that I'm in right now, you know, being the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, you know, having command of the huddle out there, you know, being in charge, you know, of this team.
Scrambling around, how do you kind of decide when you want to throw the ball downfield to a receiver when you're running around, or just take off and run for and try to get first down?
It's all just instincts. You know, you react off instincts and you react to what you see. So, in that situation, I knew Kansas City had 9 guys in coverage, 8 guys in coverage. So I knew that I could buy some time if I probably ran, you know, those guys would swarm and try to make the tackle before the stick. So in a situation like that, you know, you just react, and that's what happened on Sunday.
Anything you can put a finger on as to the disparity of how many times you've been sacked on the road versus home? I think it's like 12 on the road and only about three at home, I think.
Like I said, it's just execution. You know, we do some things well, and then when we don't do those things well, it shows. So, you know, we know that we can continue to get better in all areas, and that's something we're going to continue to work on.
There's something that has been said about Adrian finding better success running out of I formation or shotgun. Do you have a preference for you opening up the field for you to see? Do you prefer shotgun formation over the others?
You know, I'm comfortable with everything, and that's the thing about this coaching style. They call plays that, you know, fits our skill sets, call plays that we're comfortable running. You know, we rep the plays throughout the week in practice. If we don't like something, you know, the coaches won't hesitate to throw it out. So, you know, just being able to just execute, do what you're comfortable doing, you know, that's what satisfies me.
You talk about those plays that you rep in practice and scripting those first drives. How important is it for that first drive for you guys to put points on the board and get up early?
That's very important. You know, you want to set the tempo of the game, and, you know, we always talk about starting fast, and we want to be a team that just comes out and jump right on you from the time the ball is kicked off. So, you know, we know how important it is to get points on every drive, but to start the game especially, you know, you can take the momentum early.
Teddy, even with Adrian back, Matt Asiata's still been involved. How much more comfortable do you feel when he's back there when you're dropping back to pass?
You know, I'm comfortable with all those guys. Those guys work extremely hard in the run game and pass protection and getting out in the passing game, being a check down, being in the right place at the right time. So, you know, those guys are doing some great things for this team, and, you know, we're going to continue to just run through those guys.
With Matt, though, what makes him so efficient as a protector for you?
Like I said, all of those guys are special. You know, Matt, he understands, you know, passing protection, passing routes. You know, Adrian does also, and Jarek does the same. So all those guys are special, and we're glad to have them.
Do you enjoy the risk-reward of getting blitzed, or would you rather just have four guys and kind of have your time to read coverages?
You know, I'm fine with either way the game comes, you know, because at the end of the day, you have to react to what you see. So whether we're getting blitzed a lot and having to react to blitz, or guys are just rushing four or three guys, you know, you still have to just react and play football.
What's it been like the last couple of weeks for you having Stephon Diggs out there?
Diggs, he's a guy who works extremely hard, and, you know, he understands what we're asking of him, and it helps him a lot to have the type of guys that he has in that wide receiver room with Mike, Cordero, Charles, Jarius, Adam. Those guys set a good example for a young guy like Diggs, and, you know, it's been showing. It's been paying off for him.
Teddy, I know a lot of people will talk about balance and everything, pass run and everything, but I don't think anyone was screaming for you to pass more that first Detroit game. You guys were running the ball. I think you only threw the ball 18 times. When you look back on that game, was that an acceptable, you know, quarterback performance? I mean, it wasn't big numbers.
You know,
I think it was 14 of 18 for 150 or whatever.
You know, at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the wins and losses. And we won the football game, and that's what's most important.
Would you think Detroit, though, would make look at what Kansas City did, stack things up even more for the run, especially with Peterson having a pretty good game against them last time?
I'm pretty sure Detroit's going to play us different, you know, slightly different than they played us the first game, and we expect that. We're pretty sure that they're going to watch what Kansas City did and try to do some of those things also. But we know that each week we're going to get a team's best, and nothing in this league stays the same.
How do you guys become more efficient inside the red zone?
We just have to score. This is plain and simple. Just score touchdowns. We know 16 points won't win many games in this league, so we just want to score every chance we get down there.
Is there anything specific you guys can do in practice to maybe work on that more?
Well, like I said, we just have to score, finish drives, and with touchdowns.